您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 It's the beginning of the year, and reviewers and media are busy working on their own movie lists. British magazine The Economist predicted earlier that China's box office revenue will exceed 30 billion yuan in 2014, but the final figure stops at a bit more than 29 billion, even with the much-anticipated movies such as Jiang Wen's Gone with a Bullet. Why is it that insiders' favorites can't win box office? Do we...Just like crappy movies. 岁末年初，电影行业的贺岁混战已经开启。好片不叫做烂片高票房，是国人不了解电影市场的发展呢，还是中国人的观影品味真的很低？有人说国人就爱看烂片，你是不是同意呢？ So, do you agree with the statement?
I don't agree with it, and I don't think it's just Chinese people who contribute to so-called the box office of crappy movies, but it's a universal phenomenon. When you look at major Hollywood blockbusters such as Transformers 3, when I watched that movie, I felt I was kidnapped in the cinema, and I so wanted to get out of there, but I paid $100 yuan for it, and So I couldn't leave. But, you know, you get crappy movies in my eyes like that. But, and it's, you know, universally a big seller. But I suppose there is also this question of crappy or not is very much subjective. And maybe it's more useful if you look at who actually contributed to the box office of a particular movie to figure out the secret behind all this.
Well, this is one of the reasons I don't really go to the cinema anymore. And it's not only just because I'm in China, but just in general, you know, I don't really watch movies as much as I used to. Mostly because I just feel like I have better things to do with my time than just, you know, waste an hour and a half on, you know, just crap. I'm trying to think of a polite word. I mean, I think that's...As Heyang mentioned, you know, everyone all around the world likes crap. And I think that it really depends on who you are and how you define what is good. Some people enjoy Transformers 3. You know, we may not know them. We may not be friends with them. But they did enjoy that. I mean, as we can see, you know, Transformers 4 was fairly successful as well. Not as successful. But, I mean, they feel they have... They fill a need, right? Just for mindless entertainment, going in there and being blown away by the special effects, by the lights, by the sounds, and in some cases, you know, the beautiful women and handsome men on the screen. But at the same time, I mean, I think that, you know, for example, Transformers, the very first Transformers, I mean, that was a great movie.But it was an action movie. It was still mindless, but it was a really well-made movie, I think.
Yeah.
And then if we look at, you know, other movies like The Wolf of Wall Street, for example, another great movie, but not a popular success, right? And so, you know, one of the things that, that Xiaohua asked before is why do insiders' favorites, you know, not do very well in the box office? Well, that's because they have different criteria for judging what a good movie is. I mean, actors, directors, producers, they know how to make a movie. They know what goes into making a movie. And so, of course, they're going to enjoy one more or prefer one more that shows technical prowess, that shows pushing the limits, doing something different from what's been done before. Whereas you and I, as consumers, we just want to, you know...be impressed.
Yeah, but I think even as you said just now, even if you're making like a popcorn movie, like a Transformers something movie, they're still good and bad. You
right.
can still、Let's、make、see. A commercially successful movie with all the like thriller, you know, guns, handsome, beautiful people elements in it, and a good one. But then you can also make a very bad one that make people feel that they've spent the money in vain.
Yes, and a great example would be Fu Chun Shan Ju Tu or Switch, and starring Andy Lau and Lin Shilin.
Andy Lau is a horrible actor, though.
No, he can be pretty good.
He's not a good actor. Well, then every time I've seen him in a movie, he's been horrible with a fake smile. Maybe it's the directing, because directing does play a huge role, because I've seen great actors in great movies, and I've seen great actors in bad movies playing horribly. So, I mean, there is that.
Well, I think in some other movies, he did a lot better. But with an example like that, I don't remember the box office, but it was certainly the movie that everybody just...said it was using the S word and also when my friend went to see it, she said that she wished that she was brain dead for 2 hours. That's how bad it felt, like it was insult in your cognitive abilities. So anyway, my point here is that when you see these kind of movies, but also doing maybe not super successful, but still reasonably well in the box office, and you just can't help but question, you know, is there a problem with people's understanding of such things?
No, I just think that advertising and marketing in China, especially at least for film and cinema, is proven to be quite good. You know, you see a trailer for something, you say, wow, I gotta go see that. That looks amazing. And then you go there and you're like, oh, this is horrible. And so I think that's what it's about, is that people, they buy into the hype. People, because I think fundamentally, most people are optimistic, right? They want to believe that what they are purchasing is going to be good. And that's why they're purchasing it. And in this case, we're talking about the ticket to see a movie. And so they look at the posters, they see the commercials, they watch the trailers, and so on. They watch the interviews with the celebrities talking about how much fun they had making it. Maybe they see some outtakes that are quote unquote leaked onto the internet and so on and so on. And they say to themselves, this is going to be a good movie. I want to go see this movie. And they go and it's bad. And so I think that we can't necessarily say, oh, Chinese people love crappy movies in terms of like everyone agrees it's a bad movie, but then it made a lot of money. No, people it's just easy to buy into the hype. And then people go for the first couple of weeks. And then no one goes anymore, and the cinema has to pull the movie.
So I think still there's hope for the really good movies that maybe didn't, well, not always, but sometimes if there is the word of the mouth effect, then I suppose the really good ones can still shine and have a chance. But when you look at the ways that the box office is organized in China, I think there's a lot to be said that the final box office result doesn't reflect the movie's quality or anything. It's all about business and management. Because first of all, there are a lot of companies and institutions that group buy or just the tickets for these movies, and people just go because there are tickets available for them, or, you know, the movie gift cards given out. I remember there was once that Xiaohua actually told me that nothing against you, that I think you said that there's this card that you just wanted to use it up because the expiry date was going to come up soon, so you just went to see whatever movie.
A crappy movie, actually.
It turned out to be a crappy movie.
Well, I think that Heyang is hitting upon an important point here, is that unless we, you know, actually are privy to the accounting details of the production companies, the distribution companies, and the cinemas themselves, it's actually very difficult to see which movies are the most successful for the people actually involved in the making of the movie. Because, I mean, if distribution companies or production companies are providing rebates, well, that's money off of their bottom line. And so, I mean, in the end, we can say that perhaps the box office, the cinemas themselves, were gaining, but actual total profits is going to be unclear, I would say.
That's true. And let me go to some listeners' comments because we have a lot coming. For example, Shou Hu Maike says she went to see Xinhua Lu Fang. I forgot the English, but it's the Han Han movie. And it was not a lot.
No, it's not the Han Han movie.
Xinhua Lu Fang was the...
the Huang Bo movie.
Yeah, exactly. The Huang Bo and Xu Zheng starring movie. Anyway, it was nothing to except a little bit entertaining. And also, she went to see the Nelson Mandela movie, which was great, but not commercially successful at all. But
I didn't know there was a Nelson Mandela movie.
See, there's so many.
There
like
weren't
three.
Any publicity, even. And she says, the four elements of films that make up of a good film, a sci-fi effect, commercial elements, culture, and artistic elements. Well, on the science side is developing, I mean, all the special effects and things. Commercial elements, may it has box office revenues were climbing to new highs, but as to, you know, the artistic and the cultural values of these films, it seems to be, you know, at least staying still.
Yeah, I think her or his assessment sounds like one of those critics that knows the industry pretty well, but also you're probably not going to be the one that is contributing to the box office of crappy movies.
I think this is middle class problems, and perhaps we should be counting ourselves lucky that we're even in a position that our lives are good enough and well enough. We have enough health, we have enough happiness, we make enough money that we can be complaining about crappy movies. I was watching a crappy movie the other day. And it was just struck by how much money is wasted on making these types of things where it could be used for other ventures that, but more for the public good. I mean, you know, poverty programs, hunger programs, I don't know, all sorts of different things. But then we look at Hollywood, we look at, I don't know, Beijing Wood, whatever you want to call it, China Wood, you know, it's just, you know, millions of dollars, trillions of dollars every year is poured down into making, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours of what may or may not be good entertainment.
I agree with you.
And that's all it is. It's entertainment.
I completely agree with you. And Xin Yu says, every movie will be great at 10 yuan.